Blog Talk Radio.
And I am Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how you doing tonight?
Oh, doing well. Just keeping busy as usual.
Uh-huh. Too busy, you think?
Sometimes I think. A vacation would be nice.
On vacation. Where would you go on your vacation?
Nowhere. I'd sleep.
Well, you know, sometimes I think it would be nice for me to just take a few days off my own little home, turn my little music on, make the world disappear.
That would be a nice thing. Not always constantly on call and moving and always going in three different directions at once.
It's so true. But everybody you talk to these days is busy, busy, busy.
Well, there's a lot of changes afoot.
They're either doing their inner work or they're doing their outer work or they're doing both. Most people are doing both.
You know, and I do find a lot of people bouncing in and out and in and out and in and out. And that's not unusual for the aspects that we have.
And it is such an interesting formation that we have growing here. We got the grand trine we've been talking about for a couple of weeks. We've got a mystic rectangle and a kite today in the chart just for the show today. And it was funny because I did a couple of interesting events this past week, and I was explaining to people that, you know, the chart of the day is as important as, you know, the new moon chart, the full moon chart, because the chart you have today, you're not going to have again for millennia. And living in the now does have its power.
Absolutely it has its power, because there's so many interesting changes afoot. Especially at this time phase that we're in, we have so many interesting aspects going on.
We do. And right now we have a feminine mystic rectangle, okay? It's basically all earth and water. We've got an incredible kite, okay? The tail of the kite is Jupiter. Head of the kite's Pluto. Talk about empowerment and then just going ahead and wagging your tail. I'm liking that.
That's a fun one, always. You know, Pluto and Capricorn is an interesting journey no matter how you look at it.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you what, I've been meeting a few Capricorns over the last few days that have been highly empowered in this cycle.
Yes,
and
I agree, including somebody very personally to me, my aunt, who took a great deal of empowering during this period of time, which she never does. So it's for me, it was quite a shock for her to stand her own ground.
Yeah. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong, and how about a little bit of integrity? Hello? Yeah, I know.
That's the tail wagging there.
Yeah, we got the double trine still going on in water too right now, and it's such a wonderful awakening for so many people, and they're discovering their own intuition, and they're really reaching out to other people that have special gifts. You know, I'm just seeing an increase in just the practitioners here in Roanoke, that a lot of people have been coming in, asking more questions, and getting with them, and coming to all the fairs that we're having this summer. So there's like a lot of good things going on right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, my clients are asking me more deeper questions than they usually do at this time, which I think is really interesting, that they are, you know, especially with Saturn and Scorpio, that they are delving a little deeper than they normally do into their lives and looking at it in a deeper perspective than just the surface and the physical of what's going on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they want more explanation, of course. But at the same time, they look at want to look at the printouts. They want to get a book. This is all good things that are coming up here, you know. It's about time.
It is.
You know, I think that there's so many people that have been saying, oh, well, you know, I'm so busy doing this and this and this and I don't have time. And now I find more people are actually taking the time.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be having a very interesting special that I'm going to be doing next Saturday here on Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yes.
I originally was going to have Sue Wallace, who is a psychic healer, a phenomenal woman out of Virginia Beach. I was going to have her come on at 3 o'clock on next Sunday and then do our show from 6 to 7 like we normally do. But then I found out I couldn't do that. You know, I couldn't book 2 hours in one day. So I called her back, and she said, oh, Saturday's fine. So Saturday, 3 o'clock, we're going to have Sue Wallace on as a special guest. Of course, you're welcome to join me. I just didn't want to take up your whole weekend because she does a lot of the magnet therapy. She is the most amazing person I've ever seen with her gift. She has like this huge palette of parts of the body with her pendulum, and she just focuses on that, and she can see which ones are out, which ones are in. She does a lot of magnet therapy. She does long-distance healing as well in a similar manner. So she's going to come on between 3 and 4 next Saturday and stuff, and she's actually going to do some live healings on the air with us.
Awesome. That is such a great thing. I don't know if I'll be able to join you, but that would be fun. If I do, if I can, I will, you know, obviously. But
even if you want to call in as a guest to make a cameo appearance.
There you go.
That would be great.
Yeah,
like
I
said, I didn't want to tie up your whole weekend. Okay.
Squeeze that in on the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, oh, she sounds interesting. I love magnet therapy. I use magnets in my shoes all the time. And one of the best things is that any time, and I rarely get headaches, but when I get a headache, I have a little round magnet that I bought, and I put it on my head where it hurts, and within about 5 minutes, it's gone. And so I never use aspirin.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, magnet therapy is an interesting thing. So that's pretty awesome. I like that.
I like it, too. Like I said, I think it's going to be a really wonderful show. I think a lot of people are curious about, you know, some of the ways that natural healers work and what they work with is for, in terms of energy or magnets, and she does both. So I think she's going to be a very, very interesting person to come on and stuff like that, because she kind of wanted to come on to educate people more about what she does, because the way that she does her art is a bit different than most of the other psychic healers I've met, and I've met a lot of them that are very good, especially down in Florida. But nonetheless, she's just a pretty amazing person. She's studied very, very hard, and she's very, very knowledgeable. So we're going to be doing that next Saturday, and then Sunday, of course, we're going to have our usual show from 6 to 7. I'm hoping that you're going to be around for that.
Saturday.
Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah. We got a thunderstorm coming through here, so it might be on my end.
Oh, okay. So what time is it still on Saturday?
Yeah, you're breaking up on me, but I don't know if it's you or me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. And what time is the show on Saturday?
6 to 7. No, I mean 3 o'clock. 3 to 4 for Sue Wallace.
3 to 4, yes. Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. Well, you'll never guess who our first caller is tonight.
It's Danielle. I know it is.
Of course it's Danielle, our little sweetheart. Let's pick up on her call and see what's happening.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How
great.
Are you?
Great. How about you?
just happening to stay at home and lay in my bed all day. Yay.
I wanted to do that, but I can't seem to schedule it.
Well, I don't want to do it.
I know.
I want to be able to be busy and do stuff that I want to do.
We all have our crosses to bear at certain times in life, that's for sure.
Well, what do I need to know? Where am I going? What am I supposed to be doing? What you got?
Okay. I still don't have my computer, believe it or not. This is an interesting journey. That's one of my journeys, is my computer. I hope one day it'll be back. So this time I'll keep it just in case I need it for next week. What's your birth date again?
6/13/81.
And the time?
9:30 a.m.
Alton, Illinois.
Yeah.
See, I did remember that. Okay.
Well, Danielle, the first thing I see is that, of course, the moon's been in Libra for the last couple of days, so it's been accentuating the square to your lower back. Although the moon itself is not necessarily a negative factor, it is part of that square formation that you've had going on for a while, but it's leaving tomorrow.
And that'll be a good thing. Yeah, it will be better tomorrow. I will agree with that.
And Venus is going into Libra, and that's sometimes a good thing, but it indicates, again, you should be giving a lot of love to your lower back.
Not just
getting
my
mad
back,
at
I
it.
Feel like crap altogether. Dizzy, blacking out, you know, no energy, nothing.
Have you been eating?
As much as I can. Sometimes I don't feel like eating much.
Well, and I do feel that you might want to think about doing some kind of smoothies or juicing or things like this and get a little bit more nutrients in your system at this point in time. Your body is rebuilding itself internally, and that means both spiritually as well as physically, okay? And sometimes you got to go with the flow of it. And it's really a time where a lot of vitamins are stronger than normal in your vitamins and that type of thing. That's why I'm suggesting fruit smoothies and things like that can help to really make your health to where it's not so, you're not so tired. Okay?
I do that, but it doesn't change anything. My eyes get bloodshot every time I eat and just feel horrible. And I use my pendulum on like a bunch of stuff that at the store, and it said no on like 20 different things. Does that mean I'm not supposed to eat that stuff if my pendulum's telling me no?
What are you
asking? You have to be a little careful with that. Yeah, you have to be a little careful with that too, because you've got a lot of strong energy, and you can make that pendulum say what you want it to. I know you. You have a Scorpio moon.
Yeah, you also have a Mercury in Cancer, so you're very focused when you put your energies into something, and that's what you're looking at here too. In this situation is your perspective has to change. Is really where it lies, okay? Because you have a Mercury in Cancer and you have a Scorpio Moon, and you are such a creator of things, okay? And here again, internally looking at this, it's a change of attitude. Okay, I know you don't want to be sitting there doing nothing, okay, but you have no other choice, so you must find joy within that circumstances, okay, and here again, I really think it has to do with really finding, living in the moment and living in the now, finding the joy in that moment, okay. I know you're frustrated that you can't move, but that also assists in you not being able to move as much. Again, here, Aphrodite is so strong with that Scorpio moon and the Mercury in Cancer here. It's got a nice trine going to it that just really sets it off. That you can really change your perspective, okay, and that's the whole point.
Well, I find it kind of hard to find joy in just laying here all day long.
That's the problem. That's the challenge.
You're once learning you to be still whether you want to be or not. Oh, I'm so sorry, honey, but you have been getting up and going out and getting food, and you've been going to yoga, haven't you?
I haven't been able to do yoga.
Okay. Well, to give it a rest may have been a good idea, because if it's too much, it's too much. Right?
I have one other question real quick.
Okay.
How long are me and Aaron going to be separated? Is it going to be the 4 years? Is it going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 years longer?
That depends on his involvement. Because you know that basically he has tried and made several attempts to go through a healing process, and he's not been successful. Every time he's kind of fallen back into the things that tend to get in his way. Okay. For Jacqueline's benefit, Jacqueline, Aaron's birthday is October 20th of 85.
Okay.
5:30 a.m. Roanoke.
Yes, and now that he's not drinking, he's getting high and eating pot brownies, and he's been shooting steroids.
What's the time again? I'm sorry.
5:30 a.m.
He's putting the steroids in his leg or whatever. And he doesn't eat healthy.
And you don't think that that's part of your healing process? Okay, because here again, you are such a vibey creature, okay? You can feel him, okay? And you can feel him going downhill, okay?
Exactly.
And that, you know, this is part of it, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. I got to say that I would acknowledge that if I were you, that may be part of the problem here, because you are a vibey creature, honey. You know, you can pick right up on him. And that's not a good thing right now. I got to tell you that. He's still in his own journey. He's still in his own, you know, Chiron's in his sixth house, and he's doing a transformation and change. And, you know, until then, you're not going to get a definitive answer like what you're looking for, okay, as far as the relationship is concerned. You know, I do have to say that he is going through an evolution at this point in time, and we'll see where he ends up with it.
Exactly, and all you can do is send him light, love, healing energy, whatever, you know, for now, so that you can help to perpetuate his process. You know, because unfortunately, if he comes back into your life and there's still a lot of the problems that there were before, it's going to hold your healing back, too.
Right.
Going to rob your bliss and rob whatever peace you have been able to attain during this time of stillness for you. And I know that's hard on you, but at the same time, I think right now it's really about self-love. That's what you really need to learn. You know, I know you care about him a great deal, but you need to put a lot of the energy that sometimes you put into being concerned about him into you. And, you know, to really love and nurture yourself right now, especially with Venus getting ready to go into Libra.
Okay.
This is a time that you need to do that, okay? And I just try and send good energy when he comes to mind, and I try to block it from making you miserable, because that's not going to serve anyone either.
So part of it is what I'm picking up off of him.
Oh, yeah, I do feel that you're a vibey creature, and you vibe right into his stuff. I got to say that. You know, especially right now with still Mars in Cancer. You have a Mercury in Cancer. It's out of orb, but you can pick that up pretty strongly. And in his chart, it's really affecting him. So here again, the two of you are really getting aspected with the psychic connection. So, yes, I do feel that you need to disconnect from some of his energy at this time for you to get better. And again, I agree so much. It's so much with self-love. I know this is a tough lesson for you to learn, but living in the present and finding the joy in the moment of the now can bring you what you desire in the future. And really look at it as, okay, I give. I bow to the fish. Okay, I bow to it. It is exalted. There's a long story about bowing to fish, but you have to say, okay, I give. This is enough. I'm going to find my happiness and my joy in whatever your imprisonment that I'm in at this point in time. And by changing that, and by changing and looking at healing yourself and looking at yourself, I really think you'll find a big difference within your health, your physical health itself, and your bone structure. I think it will help it heal.
Okay.
Well, keep us posted, Danielle. We love you very much. We send you good energy.
All right. Thank you. I need all I can get, I guess.
All right, girl. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's just been going on so long.
And here again, we have, it happens at certain times we have to go through things in duration. But again here, it's succeeding in learning the lesson that we're being taught at that point in time and what we need to know.
Exactly. Are you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening. It's Keita. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
What can we do for you tonight?
I just had a question, just trying to see just what different events may be occurring that I should kind of keep my eyes posted for.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Give Jacqueline your birth information because I have it for you, Jacqueline. She's born 1/30/78. At 2:33 p.m.
In the city?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge.
She's that one with the Sun-Venus conjunction in Aquarius you like so much.
Oh! See, that's all you had to say.
Where are you living now, Keith? You're living close to there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still in Cambridge.
Okay. I was born in Massachusetts myself. I was born in Worcester, Massachusetts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're in my old stomping grounds. Wow.
Well, you know, and one thing classic at this point in time for you, and you'll know it every year, and I'm just going to, you know, make you aware of this so that you can see that it comes. This is your lowest resonation point in your year. Anytime sun is opposition sun, it gives you a lower energy or a lower resonation point. So every time the sun is in Leo, you're going to have a little bit more, you're going to feel a little bit more tired or a little bit weaker than what you normally do. So just note that
okay.
For the first thing.
Okay.
Now, are you doing any kind of healing work yourself?
No. Not yet.
Well, you know what? I think this is your year to do that, or early next, because Saturn is getting ready to square your Aquarian Sun in Venus, and it's in Scorpio. It hasn't been there in 30 years. And it allows you to go to the depth of your psyche and be able to move energy in a very profound and subtle way. So if you were thinking of taking up something like, you know, Reiki or working with just sending energy at a distance through concentration, through mind force because of your Aquarius stuff, you could get a lot of good out of this cycle for yourself. You could actually learn it very, very quickly, and you could even feel the energy releasing. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to recommend that you do that because it may be something that you're going to want to do over the next year. You know, Saturn moves slow enough. It gives you enough time to investigate how you want to do it. And then find someone that can help you learn it, and then do it.
I thought about doing, like, becoming a Reiki master because I get massages, so I thought about it, but I haven't really put any real thought, like, really action behind it.
And you might actually be already doing that with your hands and just not calling it Reiki. And I've known people that do that, whether they're in the medical profession, whether they're just touching patients, or people that do massage. And different kinds of energy work. There's different ways to utilize the energy work. There's also this wonderful science called polarity therapy that you might be interested in looking into as well. Because see, you're already a massage therapist, you have a very, very good grasp.
Oh, no. I said I'm not a massage therapist. I get Reiki massages.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
I thought about becoming a Reiki a Reiki therapist.
Well, you would find it very fascinating.
Okay.
And I think
what do you do
for
a living now?
You're going to like it.
Oh, what I do for a living now is I'm administrative support, but I'm looking to really get into marketing.
A lot of creative talent, do you, huh? Okay. Well, I want to say
I
that
still think
although
you're...
Go ahead.
If
you're going to
go
into the marketing thing, especially if you're going to be doing it internationally, like through the internet and different electronic vehicles, Neptune is retrograde in Pisces in your ninth right now. And, of course, Pisces rules the muses and the arts and all things unseen, and Neptune, creative imagination. That planet is currently retrograde, so you're going to be able to use everything that you already know, but you're not going to really be able to get cooking on it until that planet goes direct. Okay?
Which is?
And Neptune goes direct, let's see, it is November 14th.
So I have to wait until November?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. Are you planning on having some kind of business partner?
I wasn't necessarily thinking business partner, but I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. Because, again, here, she was talking about that, and I'm looking at the Pluto retrograde in your sixth house at day-to-day work. And at this point in time, you're trying to transform and change it. Pluto's going to be going into the seventh house of one-to-one relationships, business partnerships. Okay. And it's going to be next year, so it's not this year. I'm looking at this as a long-term plan for you, not a short-term plan for you.
Right.
Okay. And so I think there could be some great business opportunities towards the end of next year for you because of that.
Okay. I do have a question. I know that I have a Uranus trine... Is it Uranus trine Venus coming in September? Yes, no. And I'm wondering what does that transit mean?
No, Uranus right now is actually in sextile to your Venus.
Okay.
And it creates a potential. Now Uranus is also retrograde, and let me tell you when that goes direct. That goes direct the 18th of December.
Mm-hmm.
And that sextile is a potential to really have that epiphany, to be around people that you really love, that really excite you, that really like you for who you are. And because Uranus is your ruler of your Sun-Venus conjunction, if you were to get involved in a partnership with somebody, you'd have to really like them. It would be like a best friend. Okay, they feel like somebody that you could really like, I want to say pass things off of. And it could be male or female. It can be either one. And you can, in this kind of a chart, mix business and pleasure. There's no problem with that, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think that once it goes direct, you're going to feel the energy even more than you do. Now, right now, I think you're still thinking about it.
What about a Jupiter trine Uranus? That's what it is.
Jupiter trine Uranus. Well, Uranus in you.
Are
your
you sure it's not Neptune
trine
Uranus?
What'd you say?
Are you sure it's not your Neptune trine Uranus?
No, I was told that it was a Jupiter trine Uranus in September.
Yeah, because Jupiter is passing into her first house. It's going to be trining her natal Uranus in Scorpio at 16 degrees.
Okay.
Mars is already doing that. You're in a Mars trine Uranus right now, you know. Have been for about a week.
So what does that mean, aggression?
No, that basically means you're making a decision that you want to launch.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Yeah.
So Mars is saying, okay, I'm making the decision with Mars trine Uranus, and then when Jupiter moves in there, the opportunity can surface. But because they're retrograde planets that we're dealing with, I feel between now and the end of the year, because they go direct, like almost 1 month apart, that wherever you got the opportunity, you would be going through some kind of training, you'd be learning some skills that you don't have yet with the marketing, and you'd be honing those skills. And as Jacqueline pointed out, you know, I think right near your next birthday you're going to see the opportunity or even meet the person you might potentially have the partnership with that Jacqueline sees. I just think
okay.
this is going to be a great year, and it's going to kind of go chapter to chapter. It feels real good.
Okay.
Oh, chapter to chapter is the way I would do this. Again,
so does that mean I can play the lottery and potentially win here?
Well, actually, yes, that's true, because Uranus is in your fifth house of gambling. Yeah, that's true. You could do it.
Exactly. That's where I was going. You know? And it's going to be, you know, at that point in time, it's definitely going through your first house, so it's transiting through your first house, so it's a natural attraction. Okay, that's really, you know, the only thing I caution about that with Jupiter going in there is that you might gain weight. Other than that, Jupiter in your first house is a great benefit. People love you. You know, you're very expansive and very dynamic. So putting this together at that time would be a great time.
Okay.
The other caution
so again,
I have for you is it's okay to play the lotto, but I wouldn't go to a casino because with Jupiter trying Uranus, you could get addicted.
I don't do casinos unless I'm doing penny slots, but I am a Powerball mega million person. Like, I'm definitely a Powerball player.
Well, that's great. I think that's
yeah.
good because you know you're not going to, you know, end up losing your shirt if you do that way.
Yeah, no. You only need one. It only takes one to win. You don't need, like, that's my firm belief. I mean, of course, the more you buy, the greater you increase your odds, but I feel like if it's meant to be, it'll be. You only need one.
Absolutely. The odds are so greatly against you in Powerball that, you know, anybody who's a statistical analysis person would tell you that it's so ridiculously against you that you would even win the thing in the first place, that it's not that if you're meant to win, you're going to win. That's for sure with a Powerball.
Right. But
you have the advantage.
What'd you say?
Yeah. You have the opportunity there. You know,
okay.
It, you know, with Uranus and Scorpio and Jupiter and Cancer, you can vibe it out. You'll feel it. Ooh, this is the week to do this. Okay. You'll feel it. So you can do that.
So with Mars there, though, what does that mean? Mars is in my first house or Mars is in Jupiter? Like, well, how does that work?
Mars is transiting your first house. In trying to Uranus in your fifth house of gambling in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
So this week Mars is a trigger planet. Mars says do it. So this week you should be playing.
Nice. It's cool that the Mars and the Jupiter are all water, so I guess it what is that?
That's
mean,
like
somebody
said, vibe it out. Feel it. Is this the one for me? You know, feel it out.
Okay.
Vibe it out.
Okay.
Because you can feel it. Your intuitive ability with that is strong right now.
Who are you telling? Listen, I've been getting all types of stuff. I just need to sit down and get confirmation. But my spirit, it's like, okay, this.
You have that Mercury in Capricorn. You got to stop waiting for the physical confirmation here, okay? That's one thing that you always have this thing. Oh, I just want to make sure because I got to be prepared. If it's not going to go this direction, it's going to go this direction. You know, so I got to make sure that everything's in order. Let it flow. Feel it. Even though it may feel strange, let it feel. Just feel it. Okay? I know you have the Mercury in Capricorn, but, you know.
And one more thing, Keita. You know what happens? If you basically, you know, win the big one this week, remember your friends on Blog Talk.
You bet your bottom dollar, ladies. Anywhere you want to go on me.
So vibe it out. Really, you've got a strong intuitive ability, and don't go with the logic. Just don't go with the logic. It's
okay.
not needed
so
at this point
it.
In time.
Just feel it.
Feel your soul, feel your energy, and it'll tell you. You've got all the tools to do it right now. So
perfect.
Well,
ladies,
I
appreciate
night,
you as always. Thank you so much. You too.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. She's a trip. Do you know how many people have asked me, you know, if I think they're going to win the lotto this week?
Really?
About a dozen. It's like, what? I used to get that question all the time years ago, and it's like, what's up with that? Maybe it was 12 years ago. Maybe it was the last time Jupiter was in Cancer. I'm not sure.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Wow. But, you know, I love her chart because it's set up so nicely for that with that Uranus. It's so instantaneous and spontaneous, you know?
All it takes
I love
is
that.
A, the right vibe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Diana. My birthday is 5-7-54. I was born at 1:51. It should be Virgo rising if I gave you the right time.
And what time again?
I believe it was around 1:50 or 1:30, 1:50 p.m.
And the city?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. Virgo rising. So did you have a specific question for us today?
Well, can you do anything that stands out? Because I may not answer that question.
Do you still live in Indianapolis?
No, I'm in California.
What city?
Oh. Sacramento.
Sacramento. You're a long way from home, honey.
That makes a difference.
Well, that's just where I was born.
You have to remember, though, even if you move across the globe, you never really lose what you came in with. You just redefine it.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
I know that.
Okay, look at this chart. Wow. Jeez, you just want everything to be fair, don't you? Oh, I wish I could make that happen for you. Is there an interesting man in your life right now, Diana?
I didn't hear all that. I heard life right now.
Is there an interesting man in your life right now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking there is, but I don't know who he is. And if I've already met him, he doesn't know he's the one. So, I don't know. I'm just going with the flow.
Alrighty then. Now, do you talk to people sight unseen?
Talk to who?
Do you talk to people sight unseen, like on the internet or through telephone conversations at your job or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the internet. I call Blog Talk Radio a lot, but I don't think I've called you. Well, I mean, not a lot, maybe about 3 times a week. But, yeah, I'm on Facebook, so if anybody wanted to look me up and I don't hide my name, they can find me.
All right, okay. What do you do for work right now?
I'm in between.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
I'm hoping if that's coming along with the man. To me, in every now moment, it's already here, so... You know, you could just be reading my visualizations, but I want you to tell me what you see.
Well, right now Mars is sitting on Uranus in your 12th house, which is why I think that you could actually end up in an exciting conversation with somebody sight unseen, that you really feel like you connect with them on the intuitive level. It's pretty powerful, and Mars is heading for your moon as well over this next week. So this next week I'd be paying extra special attention to people that you communicate with, even if you can't actually see them.
Good. I'm glad somebody told me that, because I know I communicate with some people in the etheric realm or in another dimension.
Okay.
Not very many people understand my level of weirdness. I am interdimensional. I'm a light worker.
Uh-huh,
I've been on the road for a long time.
Good, good.
And you're not working at this point in time?
Well, I'm not getting paid for, I'm not doing any work for pay right now. And that would be very nice to come about because that's part of what I'm hoping for.
Well, and I do find at this point in time you're readdressing yourself, reinventing yourself out in the public again, okay, at this point in time. Natally, which, again, Aphrodite, I'm looking at your natal chart as well as your relocation, but I'm looking at what the core is going on with your natal chart. And in your natal chart, Mars is actually dead on your Uranus in your 11th house. So actions in the public are very strong at this point in time for you and very enlightening and awakening. Along with that, your south node is conjuncted and Jupiter is just coming with an orb of that. So your benefits out in the public at this point in time are great. And so I'm strongly suggesting that this is a time where you can present yourself as your uniqueness that you are. I mean, Uranus in the 11th has got to be really unique, okay? So, natally, you came into this world a unique creature. And here again, putting that out into the public, I think, can be well received at this point in time, is my point. And so, it's a matter of you taking action and getting out there at this point in time, is what I feel would be really good for you right now.
I've been reinventing myself for like 3 years, and there's at least 10 big groups of people that know that. But throughout all of my early days as a spiritual warrior, it was like people were up to steal my life. Well, now I know I don't think they can do that anymore, so I can put myself back out there again, but even with the same groups of people, large groups of people. You know, a lot of people were jealous of me and just, because my light was developed early on. I died a few times. And so when they see my light, they would make up things and just try to steal my light. Well, I think all that is over. And I just want to know if now, if I get myself back out in the public, even with the same people, the right person is going to see me and hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because now I think everybody's got time to keep up. Excuse me.
Right. The real money is probably not going to come in until Pluto goes direct in Capricorn, which is the 21st of September. But this is definitely the time to reconnect because of the energy of retrograde Pluto. And from what you're telling me, when Pluto entered Capricorn, that's when you really did start to reinvent yourself. You were born with Mars in Capricorn, where it's exalted. And it's in trine to both your Sun and Mercury. So because of that, this is the perfect time for you to actually manifest real pleasure, real money, real things that you might want to enjoy in the world from your gifts. And I think it's going to happen through presentation or teaching because you're in your Saturn return.
Yes, what I want it to be, yes. That's what I've reinvented myself. Well, of course, it's always been healing for me, but teaching too. So those two go together. So,
exactly.
All right, I'll do another strong effort to put myself out. And if it doesn't happen by December, I'll say goodbye to the earth. No, because I've been on this trail for 3 years, well, 2 years, and it's really hard to be living in your car and it's not working anymore, and people have done you wrong over and over and over again, but all of that I don't pay attention to. I'm up and over all of it. I live through it, I cast it out, however you want to say, I let it go 1,000 different ways, and I'm ready to start over. But all these times of being ready to start over all the time gets hard. So I'll give it another try since you guys gave me some hope.
There you go.
It's there.
Yay, it's there.
God bless.
Right.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, you may be the one that I'll be able to call and say, yay, you were right. Okay, thanks so much. I'll have to write down the show and the time. Because I don't have a computer.
Right.
I just looked up some stuff and wrote down a bunch of numbers.
That's great. We're glad you called in tonight.
So I do, too. Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck.
God bless. Bye.
Bye. Bless you.
Bless you. Very dynamic energy there. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, all the things lining up, especially that Saturn lineup, wow.
Yeah.
Time to manifest. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I keep expecting you at some point to say no like you did that one time. You know this, right?
I'm being a good girl.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Ask anyone,
well,
they'll tell you.
My birthday is 10/1/63, and I was born at 1:14 p.m.
And where
and
were
what
you born?
City were you born in?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And do you still live there now?
No.
Where do you live now?
I'm in New Jersey.
What city?
Maple Shade.
Maple Shade. That's interesting. Now, is that in Burling or Ocean County?
Burlington.
Got it. Okay. Only because there might be a small difference on your ascendant. I just like to do that myself. It's just the way I do things. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, I'm looking into, I want desperately to move out of my apartment and into a house, and I need to know if that's going to happen anytime soon, and if you see me moving maybe to another state for a job or something like that.
Would this be a state that's close to you, or would this be a state that's far away?
It doesn't matter. It would depend on where the job would take me, so that I do contract work, and I really would like to get a permanent full time position so that I can be stable enough to get a home. So whatever state that pops into, I would be willing to move.
Have you always lived close to water?
I love water, and it is my dream to own a home on the water. I would love to be able to wake up and see the water every day. So I guess you could say, no, I haven't always lived close to water, but a lot I have, but not always.
I think it's very healing for you to be around water, even if you're not exactly right on it. But to live in kind of a water community, I think would really serve you because of your moon and Chiron, both in Pisces in your natal chart. Mm-hmm. And because Chiron is returning to you now, this is probably why you're seeking it, because you want to get rid of the tension and anxiety. You want to, like you say, create a security, but you also want it to be a friendly and warm environment. You know, I don't see you wanting to sequester yourself. I see you wanting to launch yourself just in a completely new lifestyle, really. It's not so much about the place. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. And what I'm looking at is, have you ever thought about Florida?
Okay. I have thought about Florida, yes. You know, I don't know. Do you see a job there for me opening up?
Well, and here again, I think that has to be something that you need to pursue, because I think finding the location and starting to pursue and look at different locations, and Aphrodite, like Aphrodite was talking about, I only chose Florida out of it, because Aphrodite was so correct with the water that the water serves you very well. You have a Pisces moon conjunct Chiron, like she was talking about. Florida is a Pisces state. Emotionally, it would really bond with you and transform and change you. You're a Libra who likes that balance, okay? And here again, I think you'd do well looking in an environment that you wanted to be in, okay? And so here again, I would look on the East Coast at the very least, where you're closer to the coast than what you are at this point in time, okay? And keep looking down the coast and see if Florida would appeal to you. But I do feel that the location is going to be the determination of where your job is going to lead you to, okay? Do you understand it that way?
Yeah, but I wouldn't really move, though, until I had the job lined up, so I guess I'd
have to. Absolutely. And at this point in time is a good time with this Pluto retrograde, and it's just going, it's right into your second house of your personal values and beliefs. And so it's having this bouncing effect that is really having you start to set a new foundation and look at the new foundation you want with the right personal values and beliefs. So until September, I don't feel that you're going to make this move or make a long change. I believe it's going to be after your birthday, okay, before you're going to find what you're really looking for. So, but this is a great time to start the search and look around, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm
just going to tell you something as a little bit of an aside. You know, but a lot of people don't understand is how much synchronized all this that we do really is. And to look at your chart for today, tonight, the moon is in Libra, lined up with your Venus, okay? And the moon in Libra in the outer wheel, which is what's happening above us right now, is actually my dear friend Jacqueline that you just talked to. She's lining up with what you love and what you want to do. And so she stepped in here to challenge you to make this happen. And that's exactly how Jacqueline appears in your wheel tonight. I love that.
Oh, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was also born on October 1st as well.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Not the same year.
You're like soul sisters. It's kind of funny. You're kind of soul sisters. That's so cute.
Do you tend to take a leadership role?
It depends. You know, I've learned over the years. You have a Mercury in Virgo, okay? I have a Mercury in Scorpio, two different things. I've learned over the years when to learn to take charge and when not to learn to take charge. That has been a creation of a lesson. And so here again with you, you do have a tendency of overanalyzing things a little more than what you should and looking too much to the physical. Again, that water served you very well. You know, I don't have my moon conjunct Chiron, but I do have a Pisces moon like yours, okay? And here again, that water really bonds you to yourself, especially, and the reason why I say a coast is because you have the air movement of your Venus and Sun in air. So being in a stagnant river area or something like this wouldn't work. You need the tides and the winds, you know, to really feel and breathe. So
that'll
help you with overanalyzing things.
Well, I do the research I do the research and stuff. I really investigate it because Pluto being retrograde until the 21st of September gives you a lot of time to look at the things on the internet, look at job opportunities down in Florida, look at different places, even how they look, even look at their local newspaper, to get a kind of an idea because you like to do the analysis. It's not so much that you overanalyze.
Yeah,
you're just like an information junkie like I am. But that's good in some ways. And I think that will work out well because before I moved from Florida to Roanoke, Virginia, where I live now, I got their newspaper every day. I was there looking at all kinds of different places to rent, places to live, before I ever got up here. And within 5 days, I made it all happen because I did the work before I got here. And I think you're kind of, your mind works the same way. Even though I don't have any planets in Virgo, I do tend to be very thorough because of my Scorpio rising.
Anytime there's a job opening anywhere that I've applied to, I start immediately going and looking at homes in that area. Immediately. I'm fixated on it. So because I want to be ready that if I get the job, I'm ready to move. I like to plan and analyze. I do analyze everything.
Yes, you do.
I know. That's what I do.
I'm going to give you one more piece of information. I want to give you one more piece of little information, something that I didn't do, which if I ever move to a place I've never lived before in my future, I will do this. I did not do that this time. That when you're doing the research and you're looking for homes, also look at the Neighborhood Watch part of the newspaper to see if it's a safe neighborhood. Any crime, okay? You know, if there's anything that you need to be a little careful of in the neighborhood itself. I'm just telling you, I didn't do that, and I paid for it a little bit. I mean, I still love my home here, but, I mean, it's been a little bit hard at times.
Wow. Oh, well, that's really good advice. Thank you. That's really good.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Very good. Thank you. Well, I appreciate the reading. You two have a great rest of the evening.
You too,
as well.
God bless
Good luck.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
There's only 5 more minutes of the show, and I'd like to take a couple of minutes just to let people know where they can find us. And also, I'd like to mention again those people that tuned in after, a little bit later in the show, that we're having a special guest on our Illumination Station radio show at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Her name is Sue Wallace. She's an incredible psychic healer. She does magnet therapy. She does resonant therapy. Very, very knowledgeable woman, very gifted. And she's going to be doing some healings on the air because she does long-distance healing. Now, she's going to be explaining to us a little bit about how that works and how profound that can be, whether you're dealing with the body, the mind, the spirit, the diet. She's been doing this for quite a few years now, and just a delightful person to connect with. Just to let you know that. Jacqueline and I are here every Sunday night from 6 to 7, unless one of us is traveling, but usually one of us will get the show going. And Jacqueline, let them know where they can find you.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720.
And they can find me at 540-400-0110. And the amazing thing about what Jacqueline and I both do is we have the same software. We do astrology to the nth degree, whether you're looking at a relationship, whether you're looking to relocate, whether you're looking for job opportunities, whether there's a couple of schools you're thinking of going to, and we can see if one place is more lucrative for you to go, better for education and communication. We can look into all those things. We can even look into your corporate chart, where you'd be successful in marketing something, even if you're marketing from one place where you can market it. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
And Jacqueline,
there's
a lot
so many
of soul
different
work.
Things.
Yes. And Jacqueline, there's a lot of soul work, like with your solar return, to really look at how your radiant light is going to express itself going from birthday to birthday. She looks at your progress chart, too, to look at the person that you're becoming. And the doors of opportunity or even hidden gifts you have can develop. She's just fabulous with that. So call either one of us. We're happy to help you. And we're here, of course, every Sunday night. Whenever we can, be hi, Jacqueline.
Yes, absolutely, from 6 to 7.
And we do this as a free service because a lot of people right now, they might only have one question. And they may have done some of their own research. They may have studied some astrology. They have their own psychic gifts. And they just need that simple confirmation of intuition. And I'm finding that more and more, aren't you, Jacqueline?
Yeah, you know, the trend that's going on at this point in time is really, you know, interesting to me because people's intuition at this point in time are so right on the mark. And, you know, I've seen it to where people have been off before and things like this, but right now the timing of this grand trine and everything else, people are really feeling what's right for them to do. And I find a lot of them are just in conflict with it, and they just need that confirmation. You know, oh, yes, it is the right thing for me to do. I can feel it. It is. Okay. And allow the fear to pass through and really empower themselves to go that direction that they're being called to. And really, I mean, more than ever during this period of time, I do more confirmations, and people are like amazed. They're going, well, I was thinking about that. And, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you go, well, then do it. Just do it. And that's my thing. Just do it. You feel it, go ahead and do it.
You know, I did this beautiful psychic fear at the Unity of Seven Hills yesterday, and the people there were just marvelous. That's located here in Virginia. And it was funny because I had two people come up and say, that grand trine water, I'm an earth sign, I suppose that doesn't help me. I'm like, no, let me take a look, because what most people don't realize is that they have some planetary energy in water, earth, air, fire. We have 144 variables just in the natal alone.
Absolutely. Each one of those planets out there are affecting us in some form or another. You know, that's what they're doing. And even though we talk about it all being in water, it affects every single element, fire, earth, air. Everybody's being hit because it's, I like calling, you know, when I teach astrology, I call, I use the analogy of spaghetti sauce, because no one spaghetti sauce is always going to be exactly the same. You always, anybody who makes spaghetti sauce, there's always a little bit of this more or a little bit of this less, and it really changes the flavor and the taste of the spaghetti sauce. And everybody's natal chart is that same way. It's got a little bit different here or a little bit different there, you know. So it's kind of interesting how planets that we don't think are affecting us are actually affecting us.
And often in remarkable ways that can move us forward to really become who we dream to be.
Absolutely.
Well, have a good night, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night.